wherever you are, Chipata to Mungu, Kasama to Livingston, Kopala to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan or La Zambia, Bola means nothing without you, the fan. Because when it comes to football, by DSTV and GoTV, it's on like never before this season. The Premier League, UEFA Champions League, every major league, every cup, every Chipolopolo cake at AFCON, it's all on. It's the talk at the barbershop, the shout at the Kandemba, the cheer in your sitting room, it's on for you. Best football in the world. It's on for every goal, every screen, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on Super Sports, only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment. Reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Super Plus today.
1xBet. 1xBet. With big sports on break, there's no better time to jump into the thrill of virtual gaming at 1x Games. Don't wait. Visit 1xbet.com.zm. Use promo code 1xGamesZM and get a bonus to start. 1x Games, lucky spins, epic wins, endless fun with 1xBet. Play responsibly, not for persons under the age of 18 years. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention, attention to all farmers, traders, government and non-government institutions. Buffalo Bicycle Zambia Limited has come once again with a mega harvest promotion. We have reduced prices on selected Buffalo Bicycle spare parts, double chain bicycles, Charger Mountain bicycles and the single speed bicycles by 5%. Visit any of our Buffalo Bicycle shops in Lusaka, Chongwe, Chisamba or any other Buffalo Bicycle shop countrywide. Get yourself bicycle spares and any of our mentioned bicycle models at a reduced price. This promotion runs up to the end of October 2025. Terms and conditions apply. For further details, contact Buffalo Bicycle Marketing Team on 0761-104-200 or 0761-104-201 or 0761-104-221. Buffalo Bicycles, built for big loads on tough roads in Africa.
Lies have been told. Secrets have been kept. But on 10 Tamanga Street, the truth can no longer be buried. Previously unresolved issues come crashing into the present, reopening old wounds. To protect his family's legacy, Kundi is forced into a desperate hustle.
Just play along. We must make this work.
He brings in an imposter to pretend to be his long-lost mother. But can they maintain the charade? As chaos threatens to consume the street, Idiani Foods fight for survival. Will love and hope prevail amidst the deception? Get and stay connected to confront the lies, the pain, and the struggle for redemption in season 2 of Tenta Manga Street. Tenta Manga Street, where the hustle for love and hope never ends. Every Thursday and Friday at 20 hours only on Zamezi Magic, DSTV Channel 162 and GoTV Super Channel 3.
The Power FM Lunchtime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News. Feel the power.
The Power FM Lunchtime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
We sincerely apologize due to that technical glitch, as this was due to a technical glitch. The headlines. Governance activist questions the continued attempts by the ECL family to keep the remains of the late sixth president. Former Pharmaceutical Association of Zambia past President Jerome Kanyika calls for the full utilization of the Whistleblower Act. In international news, Rwanda denies UN claim of Roe in Congo civilian massacre. And in sports, Green Buffaloes make history with back-to-back Charity Shield titles.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Governance and human rights activist Wesley Mianda has questioned the continued attempts by the family of late 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu to keep the funeral of the former head of state. Mr. Mianda wonders why the family has decided to implement serious restrictions over his remains. He alleges that no person has seen the body of the former President Edgar Chagwa Lungu. Speaking on Power to the People radio program, Mr. Mianda disclosed that even PF officials who were close to the former president have not seen his remains, stressing that even when the family held a church service in South Africa, the body was not in church. Mr. Mianda further says that the former president was a leader for all Zambians, hence his funeral should not be for the family alone.
From the time Edgar Chagwa Lungu was pronounced dead, no one has ever seen the body. Not even the closest people that we may talk of belonging to PF party, no one has ever seen the body. Okay? Now, there are these restrictions. The restrictions are very strict, where they are saying nobody viewing. Even the time they were having the church service somewhere, the memorial, is it commemoration service or whatever in South Africa, you know, where it's a common element where when people are having a church service, they would make the body available and people will be able to see that this is the body that we are talking about for the dead person. That was not done. It was just a service, a blank service without the body of Mr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu. Could there be anything the Lungu family are hiding from us as the people of Zambia? Are we sure that Mr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu, the body is there? What is it that they are trying to hide? Maybe there's more to this death of Mr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu than what our naked eyes are able to see.
Former Pharmaceutical Association of Zambia past President Jerome Kanyika says Zambia should fully utilize the Whistleblower Act in tackling the root cause of drug theft in public health facilities, as failure to do so will make the fight against the scourge a project in futility. Mr. Kanyika adds that government needs to encourage whistleblowing in order to have more credible information on the schemes involved in the theft of public medical supplies. Mr. Kanyika, however, notes his concern that mostly patriotic Zambians who have tried to blow the whistle on high-profile criminal activities have instead turned into victims. The situation, he said, is adversely affecting the fight. Meanwhile, he has encouraged Zambians to be patriotic, urging citizens, especially civil servants, to unearth any illicit transaction involving public commodities.
We need to take it seriously and we need to protect the whistleblowers, not them turning to be victims. Like I tend myself to be a victim and made to sleep in police cells for trying to do something good for the members of the country. Because it is my mandate as a citizen of this country to report any wrongdoing by anyone. But to report a wrongdoing, you end up sleeping in police cells. That's an